Simone Rickford with your Sactown Sports headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, the magic number is one. For the Sacramento Kings to lock in a playoff seating. With the dub tonight, the Sacramento Kings can become the third team from the Western Conference to clinch a spot in the 2023 NBA playoffs and mercifully end the 16-year playoff drought.
The Sacramento Kings gonna break the curse.
Kings are hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves at Golden 1 Center in beautiful downtown Sacramento. And the legendary G-Man is on the call for this momentous night in Kings history. You won't want to miss it. Head to SactownSports.com and listen along on our mobile app.
Kings fans.
I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. We got Vocal on the Local next with a topic you won't want to miss. Dropping right now on Cattles and Rami.
Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles
and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
Third hour of the show. Thanks for joining us as always. It's much appreciated. Cattles and Rami. No Rami. He's on vacay today. Back tomorrow. JJ in the side seat. So, we've been talking about this. The Kings have a chance to clinch tonight. Officially get into the playoffs with a win. Or a Phoenix or Clippers loss. If one of those three things happen, you are in the playoffs. You are officially in the playoffs. If you win tonight, you also sew up home court advantage for the first round because you will finish in the top four. So that's great. I've been saying this now for like a couple of weeks. The three seed looks like it's going to be what it's going to be. Unless Memphis slips a little bit here at the end, it feels like the top three are going to be the top three. It feels like the Nuggets are one, the Grizzlies will end up with two, and you'll end up with three, which is a heck of a lot better than any of us anticipated before this season tipped off. Steve Kerr could have helped his friend Mike Brown last night if the Warriors beat the T-Wolves. Maybe he did help the Kings in a way because now the Kings have a chance to clinch in front of their home crowd tonight. Here was Steve Kerr last night before the Warriors-T-Wolves game when asked about having the chance to clinch here in Sacramento from his friend Mike Brown.
Well, Sacramento's always been a great basketball town, a great fan base, and so I'm really happy for Mike, their franchise, and the city. It's been an amazing season for them, just watching them, watching the energy and the enthusiasm and the cohesion. I mean, Mike has just crushed it. He's done such a great job. And obviously Mike did so much for our team here and built so many relationships here that we all love him and we're all thrilled for him.
So Kerr very happy for his friend Mike Brown. Keegan Murray was asked about the playoffs and these scenarios, and Keegan actually looked towards the vets, what he had to say.
I remember one thing, going through the draft process and things like that, I really wanted to come here just to try and get back to the playoffs. And I know kind of the hunger when I came here to visit that they were to get to the playoffs. And just knowing Fox and just kind of started to become friends with him throughout the year and what he's gone through, I feel like it's really a tribute to him because he's one. Him and Rashawn and HB have been the guys that have been here the longest, and it's all the hard work that they put in, all the trying times that they had. So just to be this close to a playoff spot is really a tribute to those guys.
So that was Keegan giving some love to Fox and Domas and the vets and HB, saying, "Hey, look, when I got here during that whole draft process, I talked to some of the guys, and at that point." Well before the season, the Kings kind of had this on the radar. Got to get to the playoffs and this 16-year drought. Coach Brown was asked about how the Kings fans and everybody else around here in the surrounding city would react to the Kings getting to the playoffs. Finally, here was Coach Brown.
Knock on wood, hopefully when it does come. The fans definitely deserve it. The organization deserves it because it is a big moment, you know. But in the same breath, I don't want us to get too carried away because we truly felt coming into this year we're going to make the playoffs. I mean, that's the mindset, in my opinion, that you have to have in this business because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
And I love that. Coach Brown has been very consistent, JJ, with that, saying, look, it goes beyond just making the playoffs. He doesn't want this team to feel like, oh, we made the playoffs, now we're fat and happy, we can move on with our lives. What's done is done. We accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. Nah, man, you got in. You're going to be a top three seed, it looks like. Keep pushing. Who knows, you know, where this will end up, right? But I wanted to ask you, JJ, Kings fan your entire life, what does tonight mean to you? If they clinch, what does it mean?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Nothing. Because I knew they were making the playoffs weeks ago, a month or two ago. For other Kings fans, the utmost. I believe that if you were to ask Simone, if you were to ask Chris Verlade, Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross, you know, guys who've been here for a while, the G-Man, you know, we had the G-Man on last week. He spoke to how fantastic the ride is. I'm not taking it for granted.
Right.
I'm just saying that the writing was on the wall, just like Mike Brown said. Not in the beginning of the season, but as of a month ago,
yeah,
Kings were making the playoffs. So internally in my mind, I had already said, okay, I'm looking forward to postseason.
You were already there.
I was already there. Yeah. I'm already looking forward to postseason. But I don't want to downplay the day and what it means, because officially on paper, it's a huge feat. It is something that this city has been looking forward to for a decade and change, decade and a half. Some people who are in the bracket, age bracket of Kyle,
yep,
have never seen the Kings make the playoffs. And so that's huge. To root for a team and never see them play in the postseason, if you're, you know, in your younger 20s, so to say, that's a big deal, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so live it. Enjoy it. Soak it up. Just like Mike Brown said, live in the moment. When they clinch, light the beam. However they clinch, if it was last night and they didn't play, hey, I still say light the beam. I don't care if you win or not, because it's a win for the city. It's a win for the organization. It's a win for this current roster. It's a win for this team. And quite frankly, it's a win for all Sacramento Kings fans who have been riding with this team and haven't experienced a lot of good times, Nick, to be honest, man.
I go a few weeks back, I had a conversation with you and Chris on text, and I asked you guys where to go to watch a Kings game. And both of you at that time said, like, yeah, we're really not that sure. Because, you know, we haven't gone and seen, like, a bigger game or a fun game.
Right.
You know, that meant a lot
right.
in 16 years. Like, you guys, I don't think you said you've never been to a bar during, like, you know, a big kind of playoff game. Because it's been 16, 17 years, right? It's been that 16-year drought everybody's talked about. And that really puts it in perspective. Here's what I would say. Appreciate every step towards relevance. Every step that you take to get closer to relevance. Every step that you take that you get closer to a championship. And this is the first step. The first step is close it out, get to the playoffs. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace it, because this year is wacky, man. Like, this year is wild in the Western Conference. I said it going back a few weeks ago. You know, I think anybody could win this conference. Honestly, I think anybody can go on a run. There's no team that you feel is truly dominant. Joker's had a dominant season. What else is new? I don't feel like the Nuggets are just going to absolutely run through everybody. And you look at every other team. You've got the injuries. You've got the questions. Memphis has tons of questions. The Suns with KD. He's coming back this week. What's that going to look like? Of course, you've got PG and what's going on in LA with the Clippers. LeBron, can he stay healthy? AD, can he stay healthy? Do they have enough, the Lakers, to make that push? This is wide open.
Yeah.
And you do not get many years like this that are wide open. Like, if you're in the Eastern Conference right now, you're thinking one of those top three seeds is getting it, right? It's either Milwaukee, Boston, or Philly. And that's been the case since, like, the beginning of the year. This is different, man. So appreciate every step towards relevance. Appreciate and embrace the fun moments. Take a second. And just, you know, think about what's happening tonight and where you were and who you were with and what you were doing. Because it is going to be a magical moment when this thing gets done. And have legit optimism towards a path for a run.
Absolutely.
Because you have it. You have a legitimate path. I mean, if you play tonight, playoffs, game one, you're going against the Warriors.
Got a shot.
What if you beat Golden State in the first round? Now you're not only is your confidence just through the roof, but then you like I feel like you believe maybe even more than you believe right now.
Oh,
if you go out and beat the defending champions.
Definitely.
So I think this season in perspective could be a start of a big time change within the city and within this franchise to get back to the level you guys were at in the early 2000s when I used to watch all the way on the East Coast and be just knocked over by the reaction of the crowds and how loud Arco was. You're getting to that and just appreciate every step, just like in real life, man. You know, when you propose, when you get married, when you have a kid. As a sports fan, embrace every step towards what is hopefully a fantastic run. So
live in the moment.
I want your thoughts on this. Your reaction to possibly clinching tonight. I saw a tweet that it's sixth man celebration tonight. So whoever's going to the game tonight is also going to get a T-shirt.
Okay.
With a six on it.
Full threads.
So it's the sixth man celebration. But I want to hear from Kings fans this hour. I want to hear what you're thinking, how you're feeling as we get ready for this game tonight on the precipice of getting to the playoffs, of clinching. 916-339-1140 is the text line. Phone number is 1-800-920-1140. You can also swing by, check us out, YouTube, youtube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Trying to get to 150 likes by the end of the show. Can we get to 150 likes?
Step your game.
By the end of the show. Like the show if you're watching, if you're listening, if you're involved in this party as we get ready for hopefully a much bigger party tonight.
Yes.
YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. We'll get to your reaction on how you're feeling right now. Also, Keegan is on the brink of some history. We'll talk about that and more in 90 seconds.
The last time the Kings had a winning season, you heard this.
Back to the hoop, lays it up, around, and in, at the horn, and Arco has gone berserk,
Now it's the Beam Team's turn.
The Knicks have it, here comes Barrett on the run, stutter step in the lane, double clutch, chased down, blocked by Sabonis. Rocks, he fires for the win, he's got the triple.
The Sacramento Kings will finish the regular season with a winning record for the first time since 2006. Every Kings game on Sacktown Sports. Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
Katie Vieira, YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Check us out. Trying to get to 150 likes.
Oh, we got that, Nick.
So, by the way, Nick K. in Ripon says, at this rate, if Simone stays on the air the rest of the show, you probably hit 250 to 300.
That part, Simone, we're going to need you. Just say what's up to the lovely fans.
Simone, what's up, you guys? You know I love my YouTube people, everyone listening wherever you are. It's an exciting time for us Kings fans here at Sacktown Sports. Thank you so much.
Indeed it is. Katie, YouTube, feeling excited, feeling ready, but also feeling broke as ticket prices were wild.
Man, come on
I waited
now.
Too long.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I said this morning, and I know people are going to be like, oh, no.
Say your piece, Nick.
These tickets aren't that bad, folks.
They're not.
In the big picture, I know it's a little sticker shock because it's been a while, but the prices I saw this morning ain't too bad.
Sure.
Let me show you my paychecks.
If I,
conversation, Kyle.
Yeah, that's a different road to go down. I don't even want to tell you the money I paid for WrestleMania tickets for this weekend.
Don't.
But I would say
I could judge by the face.
This is what happens, by the way. Like, be prepared for this, because along with success comes different stuff.
Straight up.
Ain't going to be as easy to go to Kings games anymore.
You're not lying.
You know, it's gonna cost you some money. And, you know, I grew up in New England, obviously, and Boston is a top 10 market, so you can imagine. You can imagine Javier saying, Nick, showing the class difference, SMH. No, I'm just telling you in the big picture. And Javier, I grew up poor, buddy. I know what it is to have zero money. But
and y'all better stop sleeping on courtside cattle.
I'm just telling you, like, in comparison to other, you know, other cities and big markets, top 10, top 15, even top 20 markets, you know, for example, $180 for a ticket isn't like, oh my God. So just be ready. So I'm trying to prepare you. If you think these tickets are expensive now, they're not going to get cheaper as this team gets better. So
what do you think that let's go and check and see what that ticket price is right now.
I bet it's got to be over 200.
Are we up to 200? We'll see. We'll see. By the way, BW says, as far as how he'll feel about clinching tonight, thanks for keeping it real, JJ. It means absolutely nothing to me to clinch a playoff spot. Let's see if we can wrap up a 3 seed, and that would be incredible.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to downplay it because it's not. I'm just what you said and just what Mike Brown said. I'm taking a part of what both of you guys said, Nick, is enjoying living in the moment every single day. I just so happen to work in sports and be a part of it. And so I'm living it, right, every single day. I get to see the joy. I get to hear Simone. I get to hear you guys talk about it. We come in, we listen to Dave and all these guys and so many guys who join the show and talk about it. We see the national pundits talking about it. So I'm living in the day. I'm not downplaying it at all. But I'm also part of the team of I want to win it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win this thing. I don't like to come in third. I don't like to come in seventh. I know there's steps to this. I know there's levels to this. I get that. But I want to pop champagne, brother. I'm J.R. Smith. I want to walk around the city with no t-shirt. That's my goal.
Well, don't get Rami going, because Rami's ripping shirts off. And
shirtless JJ is a nice image. I mean,
you know, I'm just saying. But that, I don't mean to be funny with it, but I also mean to say, like, there are goals.
Yeah.
And the fact that these things have kind of already been accomplished, not officially, but the Kings would have had to lose almost 20 games straight not to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think we all felt coming out of the All-Star break that this team was a playoff team. We felt this team was a playoff team well before the All-Star break, but numbers-wise, analytically, statistically,
sure,
you knew they had a really, really, really good shot of getting there.
Straight up.
And as they continue to play great basketball post-All-Star break, it became even more obvious. You know, when they start off, what was it, 11-2 post-All-Star break?
Yep.
I mean, come on. This team is one of the best teams in the NBA, at least in the regular season. It's been proven. It's fact. It's not even opinion. It's fact. This team is one of the best teams in the league. The top 5 or 6 team in the league right now. And if you look at the statistics going back to early January, we gave you those, you know, a couple weeks ago. But this team, like, net rating is a top 3-4 team in the NBA. Win-loss record is a top 3-4 team in the NBA. This team is really good at playing basketball, which is important when you play basketball for a living. So, yeah, there's no, you know, there's no denying that this team is good. And I think that's what JJ is saying.
Yes.
It's like he mentally accepted this team going to the playoffs a long time ago.
Yeah.
So tonight, it's great. The clincher hopefully happens tonight. Be fantastic. But for all intents and purposes, JJ was ready for this weeks and weeks ago.
I'm trying to tell you, brother. Let me tell you, I've been excited, pumped, jacked, all of the adverbs you could throw in there. The fact of these guys are playing, I mean, above and beyond what I've ever imagined this season.
Yeah.
And as you said, sometimes you just kind of, you don't have to deny it any longer. Like, this team is good.
Yeah.
You just said it. Like, this team is good.
Accept it, embrace it.
That's it, brother. Real quick, somebody right now, I might pull the trigger. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but you can go to Ticketmaster Kings right now. Somebody's got a pair. Is it a pair? Yeah, it's a pair. They're selling section 103 row in. $108 a piece.
Not bad.
No.
That's not bad at all. Right,
the next one up, Ticketmaster section 214, $169 a piece. That's Ticketmaster Vivid Seats. They got section 201s. They're going for about $140.
There you go. And aside from watching, hopefully, the clincher tonight, you could also maybe see some history with Keegan.
Yes.
Four threes away from the most three-pointers made by a rookie in NBA history. Here was Coach Brown talking about his rookie over the weekend.
If he breaks that record and he's not first-team all-rookie, especially with our team record, then all this is in my opinion. Because he deserves it. That record is like monumental, in my opinion, when it comes to rookies. You're talking about Donovan Mitchell has it right now. And look what he's doing in this league. So to me, Keegan's job as a rookie is 100, and this is, I'm not trying to take it because Banchero down in Orlando, I mean, great player. Obviously, Chet's hurt. But to break that record with your team sitting in the third spot and going to the playoffs, and you've been starting for this team all year, come on, man. That's a no-brainer for first-team all-rookie.
So here's what I'll say. Keegan, it's the gift and the curse of being on a good team, right? Yeah. Because, look, I understand what Coach Brown is saying. It's like, hey, he's had a good year. He's on a team that's the third seed in the Western Conference. He's going to break this record. And I don't disagree with any of that. But people will look at it and say, well, Keegan might be having this good of a year because of the talent on the team. And what if Keegan was drafted to a team that he had to be the number one guy and he's taking 20 to 25 shots a night? You know, the efficiency might not be there. It's the gift and curse.
Yeah.
But I think you could argue back if you're Keegan and say, yeah, but with more opportunity, if I didn't have to sit behind, you know, these vets and these good players, you know, if I didn't have to do that, if I wasn't on such a good team, then I could be doing some, you know, hero ball, so to speak, and taking these shots, and I would have broke this record 3 months ago. But then other players, you know, other people would say, well, it's a little easier for you because defenses have to watch out for Fox and Domas, and they load up on Herter. And because you're the fourth option, you're getting a lot of great looks. So it's a gift and curse. You know, does he make the first team? I don't know. He should be considered one of the top 5 to 6 rookies in the league. But we'll see if it happens.
Yeah, I think Paolo walks away with the Rookie of the Year. I would imagine Ben Mathurin. You'll probably see Jay Nivey, Keegan.
Jabari Smith.
Jabari. I don't know.
But Jalen Williams.
Williams has been balling too.
Fantastic in OKC.
Yeah, he's been balling. But, I mean, Keegan's throwing up 12-5, shooting over 40% from the three-point strike. Free throw percent, 75%. Playing pretty well. I mean, he's definitely in the talks. He's in the conversation.
It'd be interesting to see how many people, when we had that conversation, when I said if Keegan gave you 15-8 this year, it would be a great rookie season. We had people saying, nah, he's going to give you at least 18-10, 20. I try to tell y'all. It's
15-12-5.
As the fourth option on a good team, this is what happens. He's not going out there taking 20 shots a night. Makes it a little bit more difficult. We'll continue Kings talking a heck of a lot more coming up.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Kettles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
Be honest with everybody, as I always am. I'm hurting right now. Oof. A stomach thing going on. I feel all unsettled when I woke up this morning. Brutal. Watch what's going to happen, man. Watch. Know what's going to happen? Kings are going to clinch.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to deteriorate tonight.
No.
Feel worse.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I'm going to miss the show tomorrow talking about them clinching. Then it's going to make my trip to L.A. questionable for WrestleMania. No. Better not be coming down with some.
Dude, I'm not wishing that upon you, brother.
I feel awful.
Listen, when it comes to WrestleMania, that's like the Super Bowl of wrestling, correct? Am I right in that?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that means that you have to sit out for a day or two to get right for WrestleMania, I mean, come on. Wouldn't you do it for the Super Bowl?
Oof, it's brutal. I don't know what's going on. Nick saying I'm just setting up. Nick and Rippin saying I'm setting up my call-in sick day. No. I was saying to JJ, I don't think I've taken a sick day since I've been here. I don't think I've taken one sick day.
I am with you on that one. I think in high school I had like one sick day in my entire time.
Honestly, I think I've called out sick maybe like a handful of times the last like 8-9 years out of work.
That's I called out sick last week.
I just don't do it. Just don't do it. If I can go in, I go in. But this thing is just... Oof.
You're also very much, you know, you got your hand sanitizer, you got your wipes. You're very good at staying healthy.
Off topic says my stomach is clenching. Javier says Worldwide Wob is at the game.
Yeah, I'm stoked on that.
He just he tweeted out a little while ago. I retweeted it at Nick C Radio. He tweeted out, promises made, promises kept. So, yes, he is at the G1C tonight. Very big game. Very big game.
Yeah.
I know earlier in the show, Simone threw in the old Worldwide Wob underdog league pass menu. They grade each game, which is going to be the best game. And Wolves at Kings got a 95 fun rating. 16 seasons, Kings winning, they're in. This might be one of the best game atmospheres you ever see.
That is true.
Second of the night is Bulls-Clippers with an 83.
Bulls-Clippers?
Bulls-Clippers.
That's just because of L.A.
Jekyll versus Hyde is the note.
Eight? So it's a 95 to 83?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That, man, don't even... Listen, if you're listening to us in SoCal, you might as well jump to Southwest and come on up here this evening.
And by the way, if you're concerned about the Kings not clinching tonight because they lose, if you are concerned by that in any way, we have some decent news for you. Lauri Markkanen is going to play tonight for Utah against Phoenix. So that's good news.
Yes.
Because if you don't win tonight, you need one of the Clippers or the Suns to lose. And if that happens, you're in.
It's going to happen. One way or another, the Rubik's Cube is going to work out for Kings fans tonight.
The Sacramento Kings are going to break the curse.
Easy.
Mama, there go that man. YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. My grandpa's been hogging the courtside tickets all year. Grandma got the courtside tickets in the headlock.
Come on, Grandmammy.
Grandma knows.
Jermaine Young, Jay Young,
that's,
your
that's
guy.
That's my fella, man. Fella. We smacked them cats on Friday, by the way, Nick.
Did you?
Yeah, all we were missing was the cattles.
Yeah, I was wondering how that worked out because UT was on Friday night.
Man, got
you
blasted.
Missed UT.
I taped it and got there and
well, they were up by like double digits.
I know, man. Don't remind me, man.
I'm sorry.
I almost called. I almost
hey, you
called.
could be a URI fan and watch a 7-win team. Or whatever it was this year.
It's okay. I mean, look, they. It was a great year. Rodney Terry, you know, he got
his 5-year deal today.
Yeah, he got
finally.
The interim pulled off as he should. I thought they had all the talent they needed to get to the finals, Nick.
Kelly asked me on Friday. Man. Kelly asked me on Thursday or Friday. She was like, what do you think? And I said, UConn would be my first pick heading into the Sweet 16. I said, yep. UConn's the best team right now in the country, yes. The way they're playing. I had Texas at 2.
Dang.
They won the Big 12 tournament. They've been playing really good. But
got Houston out of the way for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We can't all be San Diego State fans.
That's true.
Well,
that's true. Anyway, Chuck Lee, will there be a parade of Sacramento wins tonight?
Negative.
No. By the way, your guy Jay Young said there's nothing wrong with seats up top at the G1s.
No, it's not.
We talked about paying money and some people saying too much money. Finally, Andy Harris, you know what, Jay? I need that championship. We've been questing for 6 too long, so...
straight up. Another that's the other family, man. You got fam.
You got fam. Yeah, you got fam all over the YouTube chat, huh?
That's what we do here.
That's what we do. By the way, Lamar Jackson, just to throw this in there for a minute or two before we get back to the Kings, Lamar Jackson publicly today via Twitter requested a trade. He said he actually requested this trade on March 2nd. So 3 weeks ago, more than 3 weeks ago, going on a month ago, he requested this trade. The Ravens have obviously known about this the whole time. Teams that make sense, I'll throw a few names at you, JJ.
Come on.
Indy?
Yes.
You got Ursae with the deep pockets?
Definitely.
Post Andrew Luck, they have been unable to find their next guy. They've had a heck of a time at quarterback. They have the number 4 pick, though, so I wonder, you know, you have to love somebody, right? I say don't draft a quarterback just to draft a quarterback. But if you love one of these guys, then you're not going to trade
Stay
for Lamar.
There. Yeah.
Which I think takes, you know, Houston and Carolina out of the mix because they're the top 2 picks. I would imagine they draft a quarterback.
Most likely.
Seattle? Seattle's interesting. How about you could trade Geno? Trade Geno in the 5 pick?
They can't trade him, but they can get out of the contract after next year.
So they can't trade him because they signed him?
Yeah, there's just too much dead cap at the start of that deal.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I thought I read something a little different. But
the Commanders.
They should be knocking on the door.
They came out and said they're out today.
Yeah, they still should be knocking on the door.
I don't know what they're doing.
Lamar Jackson has standards.
They don't know what they're doing.
I bet you that the only thing that makes sense is if they're just tanking for Caleb Williams next year. That's the only thing that would make sense. You have Sam Howell at quarterback. How are you not involved? The Falcons, sneaky.
Yes.
Number 8.
Yep.
That would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, great place to play.
Definitely.
Following up on Geno Smith, they can defer his money to 2024, so they would actually be okay trading him.
There you go. And finally, the Patriots.
I think it's match made and whatever you want to call it.
Robert Kraft came out today and said that Meek Mill texted him, letting him know that Lamar wants to play for New England.
How'd that happen?
They're buddies.
Yeah, RKK.
I know that, but I mean, how'd that happen?
Tight with Meek Mill.
Is Lamar tight with Meek?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
So I guess Lamar texted Meek, and then Meek texted Robert Kraft.
Is Meek stay somewhere? Where is he at right now? Is he stateside?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I just can't see Belichick investing draft picks and the type of money. I don't know.
Unpatriot-like?
If you do, I mean, look, I do it in a heartbeat. You trade, and then you pivot and trade Mac. Get like a second round pick of something else for Mac.
Yeah.
And then you go with Lamar. But yeah, I find it hard to believe.
What about this one? This is interesting. I know they have a one track mind right now, but what about the New York Jets?
Well,
I like it.
They're too busy with the Rodgers stuff.
Well, we know Rodgers is a little iffy, though.
I feel like they're just married to Rodgers at this point.
All right.
Evan Lazard coming out saying he signed with them because of Rodgers. Right. Just seems like it's too far down the road.
This is a question for you, Nick. What happens when TMZ calls you and you see TMZ pop up on your cell phone? Do you pick it up?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I always find it interesting that cats sit down and take their time to talk to TMZ. TMZ Sports, the whole nine. If I see TMZ hitting me on the line, just go ahead and put the bunny rabbits in the air, brother. I'm not talking to them.
Yeah.
You're looking for something, right?
I'm not interested. Yeah. I'm going to leave a message. leave a message at the tone. I'm out. I'm completely out. All right, we'll continue Kings talk coming up. Mike Brown sat down with Ariel Helwani. What do you have to say? Find out next.
I'm Eric Armstead, and you're listening to Sacktown Sports.
Armstead with relentless pursuit, and Eric Armstead came in and sacked him.
You wanted more Niners?
Sacktown Sports.
Sacramento's new home for the 49ers.
Cattles and Ronnie.
Cattles and Ronnie. Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall.
4:45 on this Monday. JJ in for Rami. Rami on a vacation day. He'll be back tomorrow. Time check brought to you by Cosi Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough remedies for men. Text line, I'm going to keep it real. Emotions might come over me after we clinch.
What does that mean?
They might get a little teary-eyed.
Okay.
Eyes get a little sweaty.
Everybody shows emotion differently. Just want to check.
Get a little dusty in the living room tonight. text line, had my first son in 2008, my second in 2014. Both huge Kings fans and have ridden with the team through it all. Can't believe they are about to see their first playoff team of their lives. Tears of joy will be shed tonight if we clinch.
You're already seeing it.
Shout out from Johnny Dollar here in Chico. Much love.
Chico.
Much love, Johnny Dollar. Chico. Can someone explain to me how the Pelicans have been eliminated should the Kings lose? They can match the 40 wins the Kings have with a tiebreaker. You can email Kyle.
I can, real quick, Pelicans and Clippers play each other one more time. Someone has to lose.
There you go. Text line, my son was 8 years old last time the Kings were in the playoffs, and he doesn't remember even though he had season tickets. At that time, we are going to be at the game tonight. I'm probably going to cry when they clinch for my son. It's fantastic.
Straight up.
It's fantastic.
Straight up, man.
Text line, trying to take advantage of my unfortunate stomach situation happening right now. I'll take Nick's WrestleMania tickets.
Relentless.
Man. What's the resale on them puppies right now, bro?
Hi.
Yeah, the boy. Just in case. It would be a lose, win, win, lose.
It's going to cost you a pretty penny.
That's what Hollywood. I'm talking about. And you got, let these cats know, man, not only are you a courtside, you ringside cat.
No, I'm not.
But
no, I'm
you're
not.
Going both days, right?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm going both days.
That's what I'm talking
going
about.
Going both days. By the way, let's give away something here. Super Mario Brothers giveaway. Yeah, baby. Sacktown Sports is your chance to see Super Mario Brothers only in theaters on April 5th. Hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline right now. That hotline number for you is 1-800-920-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Call number 7 to the hotline. We'll win a pair of tickets to check out Super Mario Brothers, only in theaters on April 5th. Again, Folsom Lake Honda Hotline right now. For more information, visit SacktownSports.com. 1-800-920-1140. 1-800-920-1140. One lucky caller to that phone line, caller number 7, will get to go check out Super Mario Brothers.
So far this weekend, right? That's the only thing that can house it down here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it'd be my second WrestleMania. I went to WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans.
Ooh.
Which was a good one. It's when The Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar and shocked the world. Daniel Bryan won the heavyweight championship. That was
wow, really good. Daniel Bryan.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Is there is WrestleMania like the Super Bowl in the fact that, and you've been to Super Bowls, Nick, most of the time Super Bowl, they call it a corporate event. Is WrestleMania a corporate event, or is it more
no?
Fandoms?
I mean, you have a lot of you have a lot of fans.
Okay.
You have a lot of fans that travel over from Europe and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay,
these cities now bid for it. These cities make a lot of money off of it now.
Man,
it's like a Super Bowl going to the city.
City,
yeah, and that's why they do it two nights now too.
So. Sure,
but yeah, they'll be there like all week, and so you've like it's
they got the conventions and the WrestleMania row and all that.
Yeah, I think it's like Nashville is actually like trying to use the WWE to help build a stadium because they're a new stadium. They're saying like that they'll take WrestleMania to Nashville if they get a new football stadium.
Okay,
so that's how big it is.
That's trying to playing a part.
All right, so Ariel Helwani, one of my favorites in the media world, actually sat down with Mike Brown, and some of this audio came out over the weekend. Speaking about the playoff expectations, here was Ariel with Coach Brown.
How do you explain to your team that just getting to the postseason isn't the goal? Like, don't be content with this. It's not good enough to just make it and then, you know, lose in the first round. You know what I mean? Like, because we've seen that sometimes, right? A young team exceeds expectations and then they fizzle out in the playoffs. How do you explain it? How do you get that point across?
Well, the biggest thing is making sure they believe. And from day one, we told them this just wasn't about making the playoffs or making a playing game. We told them our goal is to win a championship just like everybody else. And I even said, if you don't believe it, this is probably not the situation for you.
Love the consistency. Love the message. Love the goal. Like, look, we don't want to just make the playoffs. We want to make a run.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Coach Brown was – the perfect guy to take this challenge because he saw it as a challenge to embrace, JJ. He wasn't worried about the drought. He hit it head on and said, no, we're going to embrace it. We want to win in the postseason. That's the plan. We're not going to get fat and happy just getting there. I know this is Sacramento. I know all about the drought. Couldn't care less. This is a new era, and this is how we look at things.
Yeah, and you spoke to the point. He's been consistent. This is something he said all season long, the minute he's gotten here, and that's part of, you know, my, I want to say drawback, but I'm looking for the proper word. That's part of my not excited so much for this evening because this is something that he's made me a believer of and this team has made me a believer of. And so, yeah, of course, fantastic day, but I'm with Mike. Hey, look, this is what I expected now.
Yeah.
I've come to expect this. I don't want to sound like I'm a spoiled fan, though.
You don't.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's just being optimistic and positive and saying, like, you know, again, this could be the first step. I see this as the first step. And with this year, you don't know, man, lightning in a bottle, right?
Yeah,
the Hawks did it a few years ago, lightning in a bottle. Maybe you get to the Western Conference Finals. Maybe you get to the finals. This conference is wide open. Of course, you're going to have to face somebody who's dangerous, the KDs if he's healthy and, you know, Kawhis and all that. But you're dangerous, too. You historically have the best offense we've ever seen in the NBA. So, yeah, I know, Kawhi. You can laugh at it if you'd like. Here was Brown talking about, again, with Ariel Helwani, him having this team sign accountability contracts before the season tipped off.
Anytime you value something in life, you usually sign a contract. So I truly value the makeup of what it meant to have a strong winning culture. And when I presented this to the guys, basically, talking to them about the vertical and horizontal alignment of trust, talking to them about our values and our principles, talking to them about their roles, I wanted to make sure that they understood how important it was to me that this needed to be in existence and not just talked about today and forgotten about, but needed to be in existence every single day going forward, because it only gets harder once you attain a certain level. And with that being the case, if you're going to be a part of this and you value this like I do, then let's sign a contract saying that, okay, I understand what's going on. I'm buying into this philosophy. I value it as well. And to prove that I value it, I'm going to put my name on the contract.
I don't know if this works if you have a veteran team that's been to the playoffs before and has. I think this approach was the right approach for this team. A young team, it's a little gimmicky.
Yeah.
But it worked. And it worked, I think, again, because these are younger guys and, you know, you can create that kind of belief and accountability contracts. I don't think you walk up to a team that has LeBron or KD or a veteran.
Yeah, they laugh.
Here's your accountability contract. Okay, Mike, nice game, but we're moving on. You're able to do that with a team that, you know, is going through the drought and is younger. So yeah. this gimmick worked.
They don't know any better, Nick, right. Is what you're saying. They just they're fresh. They're green, wet behind the ears, man. They didn't know any better. And Mike, here come that old school, you know, I'm a vet in the coaching ranks. I know what I'm doing. I've been here. I've done it. I've seen it. I've brought teams to the finals, you know, Cleveland. And I've worked in L.A. I've worked in bigger markets. I'm coming off the championship with the Warriors and my friend Steve Kerr and some of those guys. Listen, this is kind of what we do.
Mm.
This is what we're going to do.
Right.
And I just want to see who's on board, who's coming with me. And I hear a lot of talk. I hear a lot of people saying, you with me, everybody in the locker room. Yeah, because we're all getting paid contracts. But do you really believe it? Do you believe in what you're saying? Here you go. Show me.
Who was the first one to sign the accountability contract?
Domas.
Yeah.
I would have gone HB.
Domas seems like a guy that would
Domas.
Be.
Yeah. HB?
Or do you start with the rookie? Do you start with Keegan to put pressure on him and be like, look, Keegan.
Nah, I think you got to go with a big name in the locker
room.
Yeah,
you got to go one of the top guys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because you go Keegan, you're like, ah, man, that's just a rookie thing, Mike. Yeah. We're not even. Go Domas.
You're hazing me.
Yes.
Go to the biggest name, Matthew Dellavedova.
Go right to Delhi.
Straight to him.
Put it in front of Delhi.
The pride of Australia.
Here you go, sir.
Outback Jesus.
I'll sign it, mate. I don't do a good impersonation, so I'll say the words mate. Without the voice. Mate. Top spots coming up.
Sactown Sports.
Headlines.
It's Simone Rickford with your Sactown Sports headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, the magic number is one.
One.
For the Sacramento Kings to lock in a playoff seating. With the dub tonight, the Sacramento Kings can become the third team from the Western Conference to clinch a spot in the 2023 NBA playoffs and mercifully end the 16-year playoff drought.
The Sacramento Kings gonna break the curse.
Kings are hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves at Golden 1 Center in beautiful downtown Sacramento, and the legendary G-Man is on the call for this momentous night in Kings history. You won't want to miss it. Head to sactownsports.com and listen along on our mobile app.
Kings fans!
Like to be, baby!
I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. Last 30 rack of the show, so yell at me. Yell it with me if you know the drill. Go forth and light the beam, baby.
Did you miss the headline and the top story of the day?
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Don't worry, because we got you covered.
This is how we do.
It's the Cattles and Rami.
Top spot.
Yeah, it's all about the possibility of clinching tonight at G1C. Paul LeBeouf on YouTube, youtube.com, Sactown Sports 1140. Went to the first playoff game at Arco 1. Houston was just too much. Went to Seattle and Phoenix for playoff games. Traveling for the playoffs was an easier ticket than an Arco 2 ticket. Go Kings.
Believe that.
The Sacramento Kings are going to break the curse.
Right. Mark Spears spoke it into existence, folks. Long time ago, before the season. And we knew there was a lot of people talking about this team possibly turning things around, right? I mean, Chris Mannix gave the Kings some love before the season. Spears gave the team some love. And early on, you had people like Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe giving this team credit. It feels like we knew after about a quarter of the season in that the Kings had a shot. Now, Were we thinking 45 to 50 wins? I don't think we were, you know, possibly looking at that. But here we are. 50 wins is on the radar. You can do it. 5-3 in your final eight. And you sit at 50 wins if you can get that done. So 2-0 weekend was good. JJ, of course, they beat Phoenix on Friday night. They come back and beat Utah on Saturday night. I was in the building.
Yes, sir.
No more cattle's curse. Get it out of
my
face. That's
out, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's
gone.
That's
been done.
It's gone. It's truly gone.
Don't even bring that to the table no more. It's the cattle's cookout now. I mean, when you go to the arena, cats is getting cooked.
That's true. Utah felt it. Utah felt the wrath on Saturday night. Speaking of cooking, Kevin Huerter has been cooking.
Man.
Top scorer Friday night. Top scorer Saturday night. But JJ,
Kevin Huerter,
above and beyond what Huerter is doing scoring-wise and shooting-wise, it's the other things that he's been doing, right?
Yeah.
On Friday against Phoenix, 29-9-5, 9 rebounds, 5 dimes. Against Utah on Saturday, 7 rebounds, 4 dimes. And when you see an active Huerter, when you see Huerter step up without De'Aaron Fox and doing what he's got to do, take care of business, the usage goes up a little bit. And he has proven to be a very important part of this team and could end up being an X factor once we get to the postseason.
Yeah, he's been everything that I imagined coming into the season. He's sustained to this point with a couple of lows. Was that February? February wasn't it? It was February,
he had a rough
right?
month. Yeah,
it's February. Oof. February wasn't that didn't go that well for Kevin, but. Beside that, man, he's been pretty steady. He's been on point. He's kind of been the third leg for the Sacramento Kings. And I like the fact that he is going into the playoffs, into the postseason on a hot streak. I think this is what the team needs. I think they need a solidified third guy. And Kevin's kind of played that position. He's, as you mentioned right there, not only bringing the points, he's handling the rock pretty well. He's not turning the ball over. He's in the, and I talked about it, he's been stealing the rock a little lately here the last month or so. But he's shooting at a decent clip. He's making plays. He's doing everything right, Nick. I mean, no real complaints, you know, since he's been back. I know he missed three games. He missed three games a few weeks ago and on a road trip. But, I mean, that's part of it. That's part of it. You know, this is a long season. We see De'Aaron that we talked about and B not playing today. I mean, that happens. There are guys who miss games. So, no harm, no foul there. I think he's played very, very well all season. And it's been a fantastic pickup.
Yeah, you know, when you look at Huerter's year, the question I think in February that some people were asking was, well, you know, they're asking a lot more from Kevin in Sacramento than it did in Atlanta. And is he getting tired? He's got high volume shooting, right? He's in constant motion with the offense that they run. Is he getting tired? And I think Kevin has unequivocally answered that as a big fat no. I'm not getting tired. When you look at this season, you know, he started off hot. Obviously in November, he shot 53%. From three in November. Then he dropped down to a more human-like 41%. Actually, that was in October he shot 53%. In November, he dropped down to a more human 41%. In December, he hovered around 37%, right? 37.5%. January, 37.2%. So he was the same shooter in December and January. Then it was February that we're talking about. And February was brutal. It was just a bad month. He shot 29%. But now, you know, you look at March, he's above 50%.
Come on now.
51.4% from three. So any concerns about Huerter getting tired, not having the legs, not being able to shoot the three as well as he did at the beginning of the season, I think we can relax about that. I think Kevin has proven, again, that he is more than conditioned to do this work, and he has been fantastic. Keegan Murray's also been good. And, of course, you know, he can break the rookie record three-pointers made tonight. Cattles and Rami, no Rami, JJ in on this Monday. Keegan's four threes away, JJ, from making the most threes ever by a rookie in the NBA. Has he exceeded your expectations?
No. I would say no. I think he's just about been right what I expected, Nick.
Mm.
Coming into the season, once the team decided that they would take Keegan, I think most people would have said Keegan is probably the most ready
yeah.
guy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Most balanced guy.
Yep.
And probably not didn't have the highest upside. You said yesterday he had a high ceiling. And I kind of expected that going into it. Now, I would say this. I don't think I would expect it for this man to break a three-point record coming straight out of, you know, especially knowing that he would probably be the third or fourth option, depending on, you know, we didn't know what the offense was completely going to be based upon, even though you had you had a fantastic inkling that a lot of it will be run through Domas just based off the evidence and, you know, you checking the blueprints and doing your job. But I think he's pretty much been where I expected. And for good. And then you know what? That's a good thing. I should mention that. Like, I would have hated to see the pick go somewhere else and we didn't get what we've gotten from Keegan so far. And I think, you know, I think it's only up. The arrow's pointing up for Keegan. You know, top flight talent, all-star. I'm not exactly sure, but I do think you're going to get a Harrison Barnes type, you know, workman-like. Well, I don't want to call Harrison Barnes workman-like because that's disrespectful. But I think you're going to get something from that sorts of Keegan, that you're going to get a professional, a consummate professional, someone who's going to be there every single night, probably not miss a lot of games. I just think Keegan has a little more top side than Harrison does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too shocked by anything that he's done this year, honestly. I would say maybe defensively a little bit better than I anticipated. More defensive versatility than
for
I would
sure.
give him credit for.
Real quick, Nick, do you think he's a little more athletic than you gave him credit for?
No, he's about where I thought he would be. Yeah, he's not a super athlete, relatively speaking. I mean, he's a super athlete compared to me and you
he's
and,
a pro.
You know, guys that are walking around right now. But when you talk about the NBA athlete, he's a little bit under the level. But I think he has shown more defensive versatility. He's done much better. We talked about this last week. The idea of, like, you know, I gave you the numbers last week where I think he had like 9 dribble handoffs or whatever in college. And now you look at what he did this year with the dribble handoffs, DHOs with Domas. He has transitioned to this kind of offense quicker than I might have anticipated from 3 and running some of the action he's run with them. But overall, I mean, he's pretty much the guy that I thought we'd be getting here. I thought he would have a very high floor, a decent ceiling. I think, you know, I've said it before, I would not be surprised if he ends up being a multiple-time All-Star. So I think he has that talent, and he has proven that he has that talent, and that's a great thing. Clinching, does it happen tonight? We'll break down the game coming up in a couple of minutes, but this has a chance to be a very special night at the G1C.
Do you, I know the stomach jumps around. Ugh. You're probably not going to partake in any bubbly just that. But if you weren't, would
ginger
you
partake? Ale.
Okay. That's bubbly. That's carbonated there, brother.
Take care of your body.
Absolutely. How many people do you think indulge in the bubbly this evening if the Kings get it done,
man?
What does Sacramento look like tomorrow on the wake up? How many call-ins do we get?
80-20.
Okay.
Can I give you 80-20?
Yeah.
80% are calling out?
No, partaking
in the bubbly.
Okay, right. Okay, I understand.
I say 80-20.
I'd like that. I like that. I would say I'm proud of that, but I would like to see that, man. I just want people to really enjoy, and vice versa. If it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because I do think there might be somewhat of a letdown, Nick, from fans if it doesn't happen. And I don't want to come to the show tomorrow and you guys have to deal with, you know, the sad side. Oh my goodness, the Kings did it again. And no, man, they're in third place.
Right.
Enjoy it. So that's the other part of it too.
Yeah, don't be super depressed and miserable if they don't get it done tonight.
As always, tomorrow, Lord willing.
But we got to take a look at this matchup tonight between the T-Wolves and the Kings. We got game night coming up at 5:30. 5:12 on a Monday. Remind you, check out Cosi Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough remedies for men. We'll talk Wolves Kings coming up in 90 seconds.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
So Jay Mars tweeted out a little earlier today that Comcast might have a little bit of a outage situation. Better not happen. You're gonna have. You better get that. You better get that fixed before this game
imagine?
Tips off.
Imagine. Oh I mean. God.
Well, people would just have to tune into Sacktown Sports 11:40 and listen
That's
to
right.
G-Man.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of the safety in the city. Yeah. We talked about it earlier. Like, don't burn anything. Don't go too nuts. But if certain Kings fans can't watch this game tonight because of a cable company issue, that's gonna get ugly.
You know. I hadn't thought about this.
Local establishments would be happy.
You know what? I was just getting ready to say that. I hadn't thought about this, Nick. I was going to go to the house, to the hut, and chill out, put the feet up. But I might slide on out somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, brother. I might make it an evening.
There you go.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, you said it wasn't the biggest deal in the world, clinching.
Well, absolutely. But that doesn't mean I can't rock with my brother in there, Kai. I mean, no. Listen, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. I think it's a fantastic evening, fantastic day, opportunity, as Nick has said, live in the moment, live it up. You know, let's have fun, enjoy. I'm just saying I've believed in the Kings, you know, quite a bit in the season. I thought they would be a playoff team anyway. Officially or non-official, you know, however you want to call it, but I might do that, Nick.
What's Simone's plan tonight?
Oh, I was just gonna say Simone's gonna be in the streets. Ooh. After Golden 1 Center. She's gonna be in the streets with the people.
Ooh. I so wanted to see Simone on Saturday night.
Simone, you going to the game
in playoff
yeah.
mode?
Okay.
I wanted to see Simone in playoff mode on Saturday.
I know. I
feel
ready.
Like I was robbed of the opportunity. Yeah. To witness that.
You saw a little bit of the magic there, though.
A little bit. A little bit of the magic.
It's not playoff, Simone.
Had to keep buying her drinks, by the way.
That ain't posted.
You were taking care of me. It
she
was
ain't,
nice.
She ain't
you
cheap.
Asked.
Yeah. She ain't cheap on a dime.
It's not cheaper to keep a dick.
I was like, what do you want? I was hoping for maybe like a White Claw or something. Right. She wasn't into that.
Mm-mm.
Top shelf.
Yep, there was a specific brand I roll around with.
Damn, Simone.
She going straight to the North Pole?
I got you.
Straight to the North Pole. Nick, you ever go into a bar or a club and you look straight up to the North? Oh, that's them boys up there.
I take a loan out for Saturday night.
Looking for Santa Claus up there at the North Pole?
Oof. I tell you, man.
I'll be here working the game tonight.
Joe Giroux saying there's going to be a lot of Kings babies in December or January.
Maybe.
What a story that is.
Yes.
By the way, 113 likes. We fell well short of our 150.
Woo.
It's all right. You shoot.
But we did a good day. A good day.
Yeah.
Good output.
Come on now.
Good production.
It's like the Kings. We want to win a championship, and that's what we're going to shoot for.
By the way, all guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline, Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. A couple thoughts here from the text line and YouTube before we bid you adieu and get to game night. White_sneakers, rest the fans after this game. Yes, because people were wondering, would you rest the team? We'll get to that a little bit later
rest
this weekend.
Fans.
Martin G said his girl Tori clinched when she met him. Watch out.
Man.
Coming in hot.
Can't get no better than clinching that.
Mm. Watch out. Let me see. We've got off-top entertainment. How far can the Kings go in the playoffs? Any thoughts? I think they are underestimated. Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit here and there. I think it's a wide-open conference, man. You know, there's a lot of ifs. If this happens, then that can happen. And I look at the Kings. They've been healthy all year, knock on wood. They have the best offense in NBA history. Look, their defense is suspect. That's the question. Their defense is going to be questioned, and it should be questioned. Can they give you four quarters when you get to the postseason and be able to slow these teams down from attacking the hoop and all that stuff? We'll see. But that's the Kings' question to me. And, you know, when you look at the backup big, we've talked about it. I would love one more wing that had some length and could play defense. I think Kessler's helped you a bit, but I would still like to see one more person. If they could have gotten, like, Vanderbilt, man. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would have been a thing of beauty. But, you know, I think when you look at the Western Conference, you feel good about the chances of making a run. I'm not sitting here guaranteeing it, but I don't think it'd be absolutely crazy if the Kings make it to the Western Conference Finals. Not this year. Not with this conference. Not the way they've played. They've earned it. They've earned it. 100% earned it. Timberwolves tonight, JJ. 38-37 heading into the night. They beat Golden State last night, of course. They shot last night better than 42% from three-point land. They were making their threes. Cat had the game winner. Bad pass by Draymond was picked off. Cat marched right down, fast break, knocked down the three. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. 5-5. They do have three straight W's, though. And we'll see who plays. Cat is not going to play. He's out.
He's gone.
So, you know, what will Ant look like? Is he going to play? He was questionable. Haven't seen anything about that just yet. Jaden McDaniels, Rudy Gobert. The first thing I want to see is, do they try to defend Fox with McDaniels like they did last time?
Yeah, it's... I'm sorry, Nick.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, for some odd reason, man, Minnesota plays Sacramento pretty well defensively.
Mm.
And I'm not... I've been trying to put my thumb on it. I looked at it today. I looked at it last night knowing we were coming in here and speaking about it. I just can't figure it out. And I know Anthony Edwards, he plays pretty well against Sacramento. You know, I'm not saying anything that we don't all know. He seems to play pretty well against most people. But something about Sacramento, he sees the Kings, and he said, he even said it last time, like he enjoys playing in Sacramento.
Yeah, yep.
That might be part of it. The fandemonium, you know, great atmosphere. I'm not exactly sure, but I was almost leaning towards if Cat was going to play, I thought the Kings would handle it decently well. If Ant plays, I don't know, man. I'm a little scared when Minnesota is led by Ant compared to Cat.
Of course, you get the second night of a back-to-back, which helps, right?
Yep.
So they played last night. You had a day off after your back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. We'll see if McDaniels does indeed defend Fox. And if he does, then you've got to attack. You've got to attack Mike Conley. If Conley's going to defend Kevin Huerter, make his night miserable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've got to do. Pay special attention to this lineup. So if Ant does play tonight, Ant, Jaden, Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, and Gobert, when those four guys are on the floor, the Timberwolves have a 90.9 half-court defensive rating, which would be just about where the Celtics were in the postseason last year.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So when you have those four guys defending at the same time, again, long, right? Ant's a good defender.
Yeah.
Jaden's a good defender.
For sure.
Slow-mo's pretty good. And then you got Gobert. So when those four guys are on the floor, can you score? They're a plus 10.7 in net rating.
Wow.
So they've played really well together. The thing about Minnesota, though, JJ, I think you've got opportunity here. Minnesota is the fifth worst defense against the three-pointer.
Yeah.
And we know. Coach Jay Triano told us last week, no such thing as a bad three.
Shoot it.
So, you know, this team all year long, Minnesota has struggled with defending the three. So this could be a good night for Huerter to continue to get going. For Keegan, hopefully to break that record. He's four away. You should be able to get good looks from three against this defense. You should be able to give them some headaches from distance. And if you can, obviously three is more than two. That would certainly help. But, yeah, I mean, this team has some length. They've got some size. You are fortunate without Cat because I think that's a really difficult lineup for the Kings when you've got Cat and Gobert with the lack of size
for the Kings.
For the Kings, that would be really difficult.
Might almost see a Rashawn Holmes sighting again. He came in for 4 minutes on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which kind of threw it off. I was like, where were they going with that? But maybe they were just spelling someone.
So we'll see. We'll see if the threes hurt the Timberwolves tonight. Also, Minnesota fouls a lot.
They do.
A lot. So when you look at, you know, opposing free throw attempts a game, Minnesota's dead last. They will foul. So I'd like them. I'm always fascinated to see if a team attacks Gobert because I've seen teams try to attack him through the chest, and at times it actually works. You know, do you try to attack him with Domas tonight early and try to, you know, have Domas out physical him a little bit in the paint? I would be interested to see that. But this team will foul. This team will foul. And one more thing I would say too, third quarter could be big tonight.
Hmm.
Defensively, the Timberwolves have been bad out of halftime. Third quarter defense has not been good. So, you know, some teams go through that. They have these lulls after halftime. They got to kind of reset and get going. Minnesota's had that a little bit. So, you know, if you go into the half up tonight, take advantage of that in the third quarter, and you could have a double-digit lead going into the fourth.
Yeah.
And if you have that, then you feel good.
I know with De'Aaron coming back, putting the pressure on, as you say, Rudy, and definitely taking advantage of Mike Conley's lack of defense on the edge, man, that's something that we, Herter will probably get the matchup with Mike on the offensive end, and that's where the ball handling of Herter has to come through and make the proper decisions. The other thing for Minnesota, too, man, is they're on the glass. They stay on the glass. You know, and of course, that's with Gobert, the sprinkle in with Cat. They're super long, but McDaniels does a very good job, too.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where the Kings and Minnesota, they match up pretty decently, you know. And I think the fact that the Kings are playing for something tonight means all the world. And listening to De'Aaron, listening to Mike, listening to guys in pregame, shoot around.
That crowd
around,
is going
to
be hyped.
Oh, my goodness, brother. Simone going to be in the building. I know Verlade's going to be in the building. I believe Dave is going to be in the building.
Oh, Verlade and Simone are going to the game.
Separate. I'm not hitting him up.
But doesn't
so
matter.
It's
you guys
okay.
are going. Is that a curse situation?
Yes. But no, we're avoiding each other. It's going to be great.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about it.
By the way, Minnesota also not the best rebounding team, which is interesting because they're big.
Yes.
They turn the ball over a lot. So they clinch tonight. Kings get it done.
I agree.
All right. Thanks to Kyle. Thanks to Simone, great job behind the glass. JJ, good stuff. Everybody, have a great time tonight. Be safe. Hopefully tomorrow, myself and Rami, we're talking about this team clinching a playoff berth for the first time in 17 years on the calendar, 16 seasons. Hopefully we got it. Till tomorrow, Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports. Let's go. I was in the building.
Yes, sir.
No more cattle's curse. Get it out of my face.
That's out, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's been done.
It's gone. It's truly gone.
I don't even bring that to the table no more. It's the cattle's cookout now. I mean, when you go to the arena, cats is getting cooked.
Play your part.